Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that hath begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everybody. We want to say God bless you on this blessed Friday. We just thank God for just taking your time out with us with the Anointing Full Gospel Center presenting the Anointing Women's Ministry. We just want to say thank you. We thank God for allowing us to see another day. We thank God for the life, health, and strength. And we just pray everyone's safety. We know there are different storms that are going on, so we just pray and believe that all of you all are safe as well as your loved ones. So we thank God for this opportunity to come back before you this day. And what came to me recently about this topic is vulnerability. And so what we're going to do today is actually we're going to come out of the book When I Am a Survivor by Margaret L. Moore is actually a book that talks about various topics of the humanality, our various experiences, things in which we all can relate to. And she shares her wisdom and insight and experiences, not just to tell us a story, but so that we can be able to see our own lives in that. So in this topic today, vulnerability is actually coming out of chapter 6 in the book. And in going over this topic, what came to me earlier is this: vulnerability, how its grasp can no longer cause a debilitating effect on your life. Because in the book, it talks about that when vulnerability capable of physically and emotionally wounding. And all of us have been there. All of us have been in places where we have been wounded. And in that place of being wounded, we have even allowed ourselves to trust those who were not trustworthy. So before I get ahead of myself, I want to go back to that word vulnerability and understanding that where it comes from. There is a cause to vulnerability. Again, it could lead us to trusting those who are not trustworthy. And because of that, we then in turn begin to project what we're missing or lacking from within. So not to go into much great detail into the book, because I'm sure that you all have had it or being able to go back over it. The author, Margaret Moore, does go into detail about her experience with her father. And her father was a man who showed her the love, showed her affection, showed her security as a young child. And so that environment was changed at his passing. Now she was confronted in a life that she had, an environment that she had never experienced before. And all of us have been in places where we once were, that place of security, that place of safety, that place of affection, that place of protection. We've all been able to experience that. And as I was preparing for today, God took me back to my own childhood when I did not have my father growing up. And as a young child, I used to always be confronted, whether it be something I saw, whether it be a conversation, but reminding myself that I don't have my father there. So to self-soothe myself, I would tell myself, it's because he doesn't know about me. I've never had any interaction to my knowledge, so I would self-soothe, like putting a Band-Aid over that wound and say, he just doesn't know about me. So it wasn't until about the fifth or sixth grade was when I found out that he did. So all those Band-Aids came ripping off. And then at that point, getting older, because of that place of being emotionally wounded, it now led me to now project what I was missing. I was looking in relationships and men to satisfy that need, that deserving need to be loved. And in the book, Margaret Moore talks about that, that that experience that she had through her course of adulthood, she came to realize that the vulnerable state that she was in, and trusting those who were not trustworthy, she tried to fulfill what was missing, just like myself, and I'm pretty sure all of us have. And again, the point I'm trying to make is that vulnerability, it comes from somewhere. And in the book, she talks about that hers was grief. Mine was disappointment. Any of us, whether, again, it could be emotional, it could be physical, whatever it is, understanding where it comes from, because what ended up happening is that now, I'm going to go into different points in the book. So the point now wanting to make is that trying to now fulfill what was missing, trying to fulfill that. So in relationships, in dealing with people, we come across those in whom that we don't really know. Because remember, if something is missing, you try to do whatever you need to try to fill that. You try to do everything you can. That's why we can look at it naturally. Whenever we cut ourselves or something is meeting with us, we try to do everything we can to try to satisfy that. That is our human ability, that is within us to try to take care of. If we cut ourselves, we're going to try to get something to try to tend to it. And so now we begin to try to project what was missing outwardly, wanting to find those to try to love us, to try to give us that affection, to try to give us that attention, to try to give us that time, simply because we're missing that, so we're trying to project it outwardly. But what ends up happening is that we end up dealing with people who are not trustworthy. They are not capable of giving you, me, what we need and what we deserve. Because remember, now we're experiencing an environment that we have never been experiencing before. We came from one environment, and now we're in something different. And so because of that, we're trying to fulfill what is missing. And so in that, the other point I want to also mention is that coming along that path is that when we are in those relationships and we find ourselves dealing with those in whom are not trustworthy, we've been confronted with pain, hurt, disappointment, to the point that you feel like you've been depleted, that nothing else in this world matters. What is the point of living? Because we have been confronted with an experience that we have never encountered before. But once we have gotten to the point where we have made up in our minds that we want to, coming to the place of learning how to participate in this word called trustworthiness. Because everybody has a motive. Everybody has an intention. But now understanding within ourselves what that person's motive is, because of those experiences we've had, because of those things we've gone through, because of all of that, the next point is getting to the path of trustworthiness. Because now we've been in that relationship, whether it's being in it for a long period of time and not being satisfied, or being in one relationship after the next and finding that it is not successful because you're still lacking. That person is either taking advantage of you or is not or doesn't care to satisfy you. Because when you're in a relationship, and this is actually one of the things that was said in the book, is that it references when you're in a relationship, a healthy relationship, both parties come together to help meet the needs of the other. Because when you love, that means you it giving. giving of oneself to the other. But when you come to the place of a vulnerable relationship or vulnerable or being vulnerable in a relationship, you find yourself being the only one who's giving up everything because you're trying to satisfy that place that is within us. And so because of being in that place of being hurt, of being wounded, all of us have been there. But now getting to the path of trustworthiness comes with knowing who you are, knowing who you are to be vulnerable with. Because again, vulnerability is not something that we as humans can avoid. That's a part of life. That's a part of who we are. But now coming to the place of understanding it, understanding about who you can be vulnerable with, getting to know this person, what does their character tell you? What do their deeds tell you? What do their actions tell you? And if that person is showing you the characteristics that they can be trusted with who you are, then that gives you to know, yes, you can be vulnerable with them. But remember this, it takes time. It will take time to get to know that person. It will take time for you to determine whether you can be vulnerable with them. And the key of it is to know whether they can care for you the way that you need. Because that's where all of this has happened, because dealing with those who were not capable of giving you what you need. But now when you now want to get to that path of trustworthiness, now that helps to open up the understanding. Let me get to know this person. Let me see how they interact. Let me see how they deal with their everyday life, with situations, how they deal with their family, and seeing where do their motives lie. What kind of person are they? Because a chapter in the book that actually the author references in chapter 6 is about egotism. You can be dealing with a person who is an egotist, but it's all about self. It's all about what they want. And they're very sleek. They're very debonair at things that they do. But if we're not careful, we can misread their actions and end up causing ourselves to be in a vulnerable state with a person who's not trustworthy. And so another point that I want to mention in the path to trustworthiness is coming to trusting people based on what you need fulfilled, to knowing who you are involved with, to first determine if they are trustworthy to give you what you even deserve. If you know you need love, if you know you need security, if you know you need the care and affection, then you've got to, one, know that and then wait to see who you're dealing with. Do they have what it takes to give you what you need? Because if not, that gives you to know that's not a person who is trustworthy with who you are. And along this process, again, it is a process. It does not happen overnight. Remember, you're dealing with somebody else. You're dealing with yourself. And so in this process, this is going, in the process of trustworthiness, this is going to help you, and this is a quote from the book. It's going to help you get to your God-given gift of discernment. That discernment is that insight. And that's something that we all need to have. And that only is God-given. That is something that only God can give us, to give us that awareness, to give us that insight into something that we would know not of on our own. And that's that thing, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with people and then within you, that God will give you that discernment, the truth about something that's just not right. He will give us to know. But when we come into that place of realizing that we have been given this and we don't have to allow ourselves to be taken advantage of, we don't have to allow ourselves to be put in the hands of those who are not capable of giving us what we need. And the next point is the will. We have to have a will to not remain in those places. And when we have a will not to remain in those places of keeping us captive by overcoming those barriers that once held you captive from your past, being vulnerable to those who were unable to give you what you need and deserve, making you a winner and a survivor. That experience that we all have come through, that experience of hurt, that experience of pain and disappointment and loneliness have all come to prove that we are a winner and that you have gotten through it and that you did not allow yourself to remain there. That's what helps us to be able to keep going, is that, look, we have a will to no longer remain here. I have a will and a desire to no longer have my heart being trampled over. And that's what helps us. That gives you to know that you are a winner. That gives you to know that you are a survivor, simply because you don't want to remain in that place. You no longer want to remain in being trampled over. You no longer want to remain trusting yourself with those who are untrustworthy. You no longer want to remain in place of being deceptive because you're dealing with people that you haven't taken the time to know who you're dealing with. You are a winner because you no longer want to stay there. And the next point I want to make is, this was something, and also another thing in referencing about being a winner. One of the key things that is very important to understand is that you have the will to keep moving forward until you have learned how to come out on the other side. Remember, this is a process. This is a process to help you to come from out of that place of being taken advantage of by those who are not trustworthy, and to coming into the realization of the truth of who they are and of who you are and what you do deserve. And another point I want to make is the reason this process is so important of winning and surviving is because if we allow this process to take its course, then it will actually allow us to be transformed. That was a point made in the book, is that no, it doesn't feel good, but it causes a purpose. That's what makes a winner and a survivor to be who you are, is that you did not allow it to cause you to remain depleted. You did not allow it to cause you to remain debilitated. You had up in your mind that, look, I am going to force forward. I am going to not allow you or to allow that person or to allow that experience I had to cause me to remain where I'm at. But I'm going to allow it to transform me. And being perfectly honest, do we always face that in the midst of it? No. But I want to encourage you is that if you find yourself in a vulnerable situation, go through the process. Go through the process of learning about that experience. And then the other thing I want to mention in that is what it's going to do is that it's going to transform us. So now we can come to learn a very key point that literally hit me home as well. And that's not to be passive. And passive just means is that you allow things to just whatever comes your way, you're just open to it. You're just open and just accepting whatever comes your way, whatever people say they're going to do, whatever this, whatever that, you just accept it. You allow that to come and you accepting it. But when you come to learn and go through the process of this experience, then it's going to give you the learning. It's going to teach you about how not to be passive. And then it's also going to help to control our emotions, because oftentimes we can see something, we can hear something, or even somebody can say something that sounds so sweet and looks so appealing. And now because what they said, we're just embracing it with open arms until we find ourselves back in that same situation again. But being able to control, and look, I raised my hand on that. Because that's where I used to be. I am learning about it now and wanting to share with you that it helps to regain authority. And I'm going to talk about that as well. Because when you come to that place of learning about our emotions, because look, we can't get rid of them. I prayed about it for years. God, take this away. It's caused me a lot of damage. God is not going to do that because that is a part of who we are. But learning how to control it is what he gives us. is what we have right in front of us to be able to learn from our experiences to control that. And that's so we don't end up in the same situation again. And another thing is facing the cause of vulnerability. Again, no matter what that may be, but face it. And also accepting the truth, whatever may have been the reason for the act, no matter what it is. Because, again, we could be it like the example that I was given earlier about, you know, you're in a relationship and that you're in a place of vulnerability. You're in this place of lacking and missing, and you're projecting that on the other person, wanting them to try to fulfill that need, that desire that you have. And you have a right to feel love. You have a right to want to be appreciated and have that affection. But the key of it is can that person give it to you? And the truth of it is that accept the choice that was made. Accept what the other person did, because you can't change it. Accept the fact that, yes, I went into this relationship. Yes, this is my responsibility. Yes, this is what it, accept the truth of it. Because I'm first to admit, I spent many times, many months, complaining about what the other person did, failing to realize that, look, maybe this was actually your fault. Or maybe this was, you got to take the responsibility, because what that does is that it helps you to come into a light about it, the truth about it. It doesn't mean that the other person and their actions just go unrecognizable and just go obsolete. No. But confronting the truth about whatever it is. Because at the end of the day, we have to protect ourselves. We have to learn so we can be able to grow, so we can be able to move from this. Because remember this, vulnerability is a part of life. And if we don't learn from it, then we're going to find ourselves in the same situation over and over again. And also in making a choice to win in this, not to remain in that situation, even though it hurts, even though the pain is hard to deal with, but there is hope to get through this experience. All of us have been in those predicaments where we have faced, where it felt, and even the author talks about the depth of the pain that she felt, the depth of the hurt that she experienced. And that it caused her to be in a place of depression for 2 years. So the author can relate. And all of us could be able to look at our own path, our own life experiences. When we had no desire for life, we had no desire to get up, no desire to eat, no desire to go forward, no desire. But what's the point of it? Because that's what pain, that's what being emotionally wounded can do. And the reason why this topic is so important is because it's a part of life. Vulnerability is a part of life. But the thing of it is master it. Master it by learning about it, understanding how it affects you, understanding the control and the authority that you have. And the next point I want to mention is changing our perception in can help us to see the good out of it, whether now or later. And that's that wisdom that I constantly mention about. Through the things we go through, we can gain wisdom out of it. And once we change our perception, that's that example that I gave in reference before, that once I stopped looking and projecting what I thought the problem was on the other person, changed my perception to realize that, no, you've got to take the ownership of you. You didn't force nobody to be in a relationship with you. You made the choice. Look at you, take the ownership of that. And again, it does not take away the other person's part in that. But when our perception changes about it, it can give us the lessons that we could learn from those things, because we're now not looking at it in just this side, but now we're looking at it in a way that involves us. And so taking that ownership, and this is an key, all of these are key points in the book. I'm just taking or extracting just a few points out of it to bring to you today. So the other point is taking ownership and accountability. In those vulnerable experiences, plainly just accepting our parts and learning from them so we won't repeat them again. If not, we will remain in the same place over and over again. And the reason why I can say that over and over again, because vulnerability, emotions, all of that is going to be with us. And if we have not learned it, if we have not mastered it, it is going to be that weight that is carried along with us. But understand this, that you have the power and the authority over yourself. Now, that's what the key, another key point in the book is that you have the authority. Those situations, those places of being hurt, those places of feeling depleted, wants to make us believe that we're weak, that we're unable, we don't have what it takes. But I come to give you to know this, that you have the authority. You have the power over yourself and whom you choose to be vulnerable with. And unless we come to the truth of our actions and the reasons, we give up the power and authority we have to people who don't even care about us. And that right there is very powerful when I read that. In reading about the power and authority over ourselves, because you don't, just because a man may cross your path and may smell good, look nice, may look like he has something going well for himself, that don't mean he cares about you. But if you understand your reasoning, if you understand that, look, it don't matter about all of that, but if you cannot give me what I need, this isn't going to work. Because now you've come into that place of understanding trustworthiness and that you're worthy of it. And you have the power and the authority over your life. But once we give that to somebody else, they're going to trample over you. We've all been there. I've been there. They say they love you. They say they care for you. But then you don't see it. You're the only one giving. You give your time. You give your money. You give your love, you give your affection, you give everything you have to that person, but you don't get anything in return. You might get 30%, but because there is that place of lacking, because we don't understand it, we think we done got 100%, deceiving ourselves of what we could have, what we could experience in this life. And also, one of the things I wanted to mention is that allowing ourselves to be in a vulnerable state can affect the heart. And with that, I want to quote the book, and it says, you should remember that whatever you allow to happen to your heart will affect your body, soul, and spirit, along with your daily life, physically, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Remember this, the purpose for the heart is to be the life giver. And without protecting it, there can be a devastating physical and emotional problem that can cause you to suffer great loss. And I'm going to have to stop there because I just realized that we're actually getting close to the end. But what I want to wrap it up with this one thing, I want you to remember this, and I may have to come back to it next week just to spend a couple minutes because there are some other points I want to mention. But I want to end it with the word of God in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that says, God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. If you find yourself in the place of vulnerability, remember that you have the authority, the power, the ability that God has given you to make it through it. There is hope in that. There is victory in that. And that when we come to the place of learning from those things, of knowing that, look, as long as we come into the place of knowing the tools of how to protect our hearts, then our lives will not be affected. So I want to end there. There is a few points. Again, I may come back next week and just touch on the rest of it and however the Lord leads, but I want to end there. And again, I pray that this was an encouragement to you all and better understanding about what vulnerability is and how it impacts our lives and the authority we can have when we come to learn and understand about where it comes from and how it affects our lives and the authority we have over that. So again, I thank you all for taking your time out with us today. We just thank God for you, and we just pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would just have a blessed day. We thank God for this opportunity, and we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified in this time. Heavenly Father, we pray for all those who were able to get on, and we just ask that you will keep them and bless them with your word and what you intended for them to hear this day. So we thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we just say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. So again, thank you, everybody, for taking your time out this afternoon on Friday, and we just say be blessed and enjoy the rest of your day.